Welcome to the Living Greater Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Allamond. Good evening, everyone. How you doing out there? It is Tuesday, March 26th, and everybody in my house, well, the kids are asleep. It is my spring break currently. The kiddos they had spring break last week, and as I tell everybody when I'm doing something fun, I am in Cabo, but really I'm not. I'm just hanging out here in Boise. Lots of exciting things happening this week. Some of you may have tuned in to our last episode with Cynthia Anderson. If you didn't get a chance to listen, take a few minutes and settle into that one. It was absolutely fabulous. Cynthia is just a dynamo and an amazing lady. And as is always the case, I mean, we really kind of started rolling as it went. And the last little bit of it, I mean, she left us with an incredible tip. So jump back in there and check it out, because, you know, it's those little games that we play with ourselves when it is comes to motivation and the things that keep us going. And not only did what she shared a wonderful tip and idea, but it's also, when you look at the big picture, very inspirational. I mean, again, just look at the whole thing. I mean, if you haven't listened in yet and didn't read the tagline or the description, you know, Cynthia lost over 80 pounds. And what's most amazing about the whole thing to me is that to lose the weight, she began running. That was her goal. She started running because she had read somewhere that running burns the most calories. But here's the deal, guys. Over the first, I think it was 3 years of the process, she didn't lose any weight. And so that's really where we went, is how the heck did you keep going? And what's beautiful about it is that she has found this pastime that she is truly passionate about, and she is an ambassador of the sport. She is an ambassador for women and mothers and just people that see something and go for it. And so I really hope you'll take a couple of minutes and tune in, listen to every second of it, and feel free to leave comments at the bottom. We'd love to. Or I also, in the show notes, did provide some ways that you can follow along with Cynthia and see her journey and her story. I've got another interview completed today that super excited. That should drop here in the next couple of days. I promised my guest that his episode would be the one that we introduce the Living Greater intro. So I've got some work to do, because the content's too good. We got real. It was fabulous. His name is Ben Biggerstaff. If you know him, you have an idea of the kind of person that he is. He's also, borderline, you know, endurance freak. I mean, just a wonderful, incredible endurance athlete. But what was fabulous, and even some things that I didn't realize, was that it wasn't always the case. And so, again, just another great example of somebody that found a little piece of something and has taken it to a whole nother level. But as you'll find in that interview, there's so much more to the story than just what we see on the surface. And so it was fabulous. It was such a great deep dive into his life and what inspires and motivates him and the message that he's sharing. So again, I'm super excited about that, and we'll get that dropped here in the next few days. But like I said, I've got some work to do to get an intro going. So today, I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about building community within the fitness world, and finding a community that fits for you. Because I had an experience this morning, and maybe it'll resonate with a number of you. But for myself, I have not always been a community player, and you may have picked up on some of that in some of the conversation that has been going on in the podcast so far, in some of these episodes. You know, I think my background stems from just being inwardly competitive with myself, which often is expressed outwardly as competitiveness with others, and so in some capacities with my exercise, I haven't always played well with others, and it's something though that I'm growing into, and you know, I'm doing the CrossFit thing now, and coaching, and all of that. And the thing that I guess amazes me the most about CrossFit, and I mean, yeah, the workout's great, blah, 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 blah. I think it's a great training modality, all of that stuff. But the thing that amazes me the most is the community in CrossFit, how it ties people together. There's this common bond. I know if you're not a CrossFitter and you've got friends that are, you're like, the common bond is clannish, right? But it's true. I mean, I've been all over the country, dropped into different boxes and stuff, and always welcomed with open arms. Shoot, we were in Italy this summer, and that was one of the things I wanted to do is get to some boxes in Europe. And so I found one in Italy. I'd done some research, ended up choosing one. It was fabulous. I mean, I still follow them on Instagram. They follow me. I mean, it's such a neat interactive and dynamic there. It's so much fun. But with that, you know, because of my interest there, we went ahead, we invested in a gym in our garage, and it makes a ton of sense, right? I mean, in the warmer months, I've got buddies that come over, we work out. It's a ton of fun. So we've got that community piece right here in my own neighborhood, which is fabulous. But the other idea and inspiration for doing the garage gym was to be able to have a place to go and work out. And so again, you know, I'm on spring break, and had a few things early this morning, but came home and just kind of had a packed day. I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna get my workout in here at home. And I told my wife Nikki that. I said, hey babe, I'm just gonna work out here at home this morning, later this morning. She's like, oh, okay, sure. And it wasn't even 5 minutes later, and I walked up to her, and I'm like, who am I kidding? I'm like, I'm going to the gym. And so I got dressed, and you know, I headed down the road to my CrossFit gym that I attend, and had a great workout with some great people. And here's the deal. You know, we got to know ourselves, right? And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I stayed at home today, I would not get that workout in. I have had seasons of life where I was incredibly motivated and I could be the one that did things on my own. But this is a season of life where I really do feel that I need the support. I feel like I need the camaraderie, and that's what I've gotten. And so that's, I mean, in a nutshell, that's what I wanted to share today is the importance of finding a community that shares like values with you, obviously in all areas of your life. I mean, I don't think that this should just apply to exercise. I think that, you know, spiritually and friendship, you know, we should choose to be around people that are going to make us better. Same thing with a career. If you have the opportunity to create a career with and amongst people that push you to be better and that challenge you in ways that are positive and bring out the best in you, oh my gosh, you know, that's amazing. And I think from a friendship perspective, that's one of the things that I hope the most for my life with my friends, both ways, for my children with their friends, both ways. I mean, I want to draw the best out of each other. And so when it comes to exercise and working out, you know, it's no different. We need to have that connection with people. And certainly we're all maybe at different times in our lives motivated to different extents by different things. And so it is possible for somebody to be incredibly self-motivated and do their own thing and be highly successful at it. But we do sometimes reach that point where we need the help of others. And so for me, that hit hard today. I was so grateful that I had that outlet, that I knew it was there, and that I was able to, you know, take a little trip, head down there, get an incredible workout with some wonderful people, and push myself harder than I would have at home, and then come back and get on with my day. So there you have it. I hope that maybe gives you some ideas. And you know, again, it's less about what you do and more about the fact that you're doing it and more about why you're doing it. And that's really something that I hope that we can tease out as we move forward in these episodes, that you know, the modality that you're going through is so much less important than the fact that you're just out there moving. And even bigger than that is that you love what you do. If you love it, you're going to find a way to fit it in to your schedule and make time for it. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to make you better. That's what's going to give you the connection, the release, just all of those things that we long for through exercise and activity. So that is all I've got today, guys. I want to keep these kind of short and then really let us settle in on the interviews. So expect and be looking for that interview here in the next couple of days. And until then, keep living greater. Push yourself, reach. Know that somebody in your life is noticing what you're doing, and it's pushing them to become better, and that's a good thing. Be good, guys. Talk to you soon.